Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. Sorry, that first one I called you on, I had a little audio issue. Like it was connected to my AirPods, but my AirPods are like in the case, like on the table across the room. And I just hear like your muffled like hello coming from my AirPod case. So it was just a whole dilemma.
That's
And
interesting.
I mean, it's weird that they're in the case and it's I
Yeah.
don't know, it shouldn't be connecting, but
It shouldn't be.
I'm gonna contact Apple post
Give me a new
haste.
AirPod.
Right. A new AirPod one singular AirPod. Well, you broke one of yours.
I'm getting new ones for Christmas.
Spoiled.
Listen, this is the benefit of divorce. Sometimes you got to use it in your favor.
Oh, trigger warning.
Scamming.
Divorce trigger warning. Scamming.
Scamming. Listen, I got these pair. It was my fault, and I didn't have a case on them. So when opportunity presents itself, you know.
Yeah, I was getting. I'd talk to you, and you just like go just dead silent, and you'd be like, "I gotta charge one AirPod. Hold on." Like Jesus.
You gotta do what you gotta do.
Hey, I
It
mean,
technically still works. Just the microphone doesn't work. So maybe if I take it to like Apple when quarantine's over, I can be like, listen, how do I fix the microphone? And see what
oh.
they can do. Because I can still hear out of it. It's just the microphone doesn't work.
Or you could use one pair for just music and the other pair for
And that's what I'm
calling.
thinking. I have like one for like my personal use and then one I can use for like work and stuff like that.
People are literally dying, and Stacy has two
No,
pairs of Let's find, no, I really want to find like a little charity or something to donate to. Kind of like the one I told you about with the old people and they want like a kitchen mat. I want to do something like that, but as long as I don't have to do any work, but like donate the money.
Listen, you know, that is still good in itself, you know?
What, getting the kitchen mat for the old person?
Yeah, knowing your role. If you're not a doer, you're a money person, like, do it. The doers need the money to do the things.
Well, there's this one, like, I guess if kids mail letters to Santa, like the north, like the mail, the post office like uploads the letters. And you can
I
like
saw that
send.
on TikTok.
Yeah, but here's the thing. You have to get like this special like package to put it in and like go to the post office because we all have
Oh,
time to do that. If it
Kiki,
was
work
like
from home. There's a post office on the way to Chicken Shack.
there's not.
I guarantee you, if you take a certain way, there is.
There's a post office on the way to Chicken Shack. Thanks for exposing where I live.
Hey, you did it to me with Funtopia. It's only fair.
Buntopia is like a block away. Oh, you can see it from your window, though. I mean, you like edit this out, cut this out. I wish in a perfect world. It'd be like, do you want to buy Timmy this like Lego set for like $14.99? You pay the $14.99, and then everything is taken care of on the back end.
So who's paying for them to pay for the shipping, though?
It's included in the $14.99.
Oh, and you should and Kate take care of it on the back end. God.
It's just all packaged and sent to Timmy. Timmy has a good Christmas. I did a good deed.
Okay, I mean, I guarantee you if you do that, you could find something to do that. But you know, like, where's the magic, Keith? Where's the spirit of Christmas? Go write that kid a little letter.
Okay. And say what? What would I
That's
say?
the whole point. Well, you gotta reply to what the kid says.
Oh, like pretend to be Santa?
That's the whole
I
point of
thought you
you
meant
doing
as
that.
me. Like, I mailed the letter. I was like, why? Okay, fine. If I could, like, digitally type out a little note and they can print it out and put it in Timmy's Lego set.
Yeah, because Santa has a computer in all of the stories.
Yeah, it's 2020, man.
He moved that list online on the Google Doc.
I mean, it's a digital world, Santa. It's a digital world, Santa.
It's a digital world, Santa. I'm getting that as my next tramp stamp.
Seriously, with Santa on it, with like a laptop.
He's literally surfing the web. Get it? He'll be like on a surfboard,
and he's wearing sunglasses.
Yes, and it's Christmas in July. There's so many levels of context.
It's on your entire back.
It's like the Ben Affleck dragon tattoo, but Santa surfing the web, Christmas in July style.
Oh my gosh. Okay, I support it.
Thank you. I always wanted to go on Ink Master, you know, the show where they do the tattooing.
I know of it.
Oh, I love the show. And you can apply to be a human canvas. So I finally did it. I bit the bullet and did it. And I want to keep trying until I can get on the show. But one of the things that they do with, like, for the grand finale tattoo is they do these giant back pieces. But it's like artist choice. And I guarantee you, if I would get that, you know what I would pitch? I'd be like, hear me out.
You know, Santa has a list, right?
A 35-hour back tattoo that just starts with, you know, Santa's list.
What if there's a way to put that in the modern world? So wait, you would honestly volunteer to be like a human, like, canvas for people to just, like, practice tattooing on you?
Yes, I mean, like, on the show, that's what they do. You, like, go in and you put everything in, because here they have to also make it good TV. And this is why I think I would be a good, if you're listening, producers of Ink Master.
This is Stacey's audition tape.
My audition tape. So, okay, first off, you go in and on it, you put, like, what do you want? Like, because they want to give you something you want. So you can go in and, like, put if you want a Japanese style tattoo or whatever you're comfortable with and go from there.
Mm-hmm.
And they do also want drama, right? That's the whole point. It's a reality TV show. So they have to have some canvases that are just, like, not good, right? They have to have canvases that, like, don't fit. Basically, it's like a precision challenge and someone wants a tattoo on their skull and they're like, fuck. So there has to be those people. So for me, it'd be interesting because, hear me out. I could fuck up someone's world because half of my body, my right side of my body, is all of my color tattoos. The left side of my body is all my black and white and outline tattoos and fine line stuff. So if they paired me up with someone who only did, like, black and gray, but wanted to tattoo a different part of my body, I would literally tell him no, because that's the whole thing. So they could use me as a way to fuck up an artist. I'm just saying, I'm a good pot stirrer if you put me on the show. Because one of the things they ask you is, would you be able to be persuaded? Because that's the whole thing. People use it as strategy to be like,
this is a little date rapey.
But there's literally they, like, try to sabotage other artists. So if, like, someone only does color tattoos, they'll give them a black and gray canvas. So they want to know if you're going to, like, basically bend under the pressure and switch if the artist wants you to. And most people aren't assholes. Like, most people aren't going to be like, no.
You would be.
But here's the thing. I would switch. So if they wanted to do color and they, you know, but they would have to put it in a different spot on my body because I don't have symmetrical tattoos, right? So, like, if he wants to do a color piece, he can't use my thigh. He has to use, like, my calf or something because they're all in different places. It would throw him off.
Half of your back, exactly, and, like, one ass cheek.
Dude, if I did get a back piece like that, I would literally have them split it down the middle of one side being color and one side being black and white.
It's like a wolf. Like, one of those wolf paintings.
It's, like, half Jacob, half Edward.
It's the Twilight book cover of the apple.
Oh my god. I win the whole competition.
Yeah. Like,
this artistry.
Robert Pattinson comes on to give you the award.
Robert Pattinson tattoos me. It's like a celebrity thought tattoo.
Celebrity Ink Masters.
It's literally Celebrity Ink Masters. It's fucking Robert Pattinson and Taylor Lautner.
Yeah, they like, don't know anything about tattooing. Nothing.
Big ass
but you don't know that it's them and that they don't know how to tattoo.
Because I'm like already face down on the tattoo.
He's like doing an accent to mask it.
It's like the mask tattooer instead of the mask singer.
The and you have mask to guess
to guess who's tattooed.
It's so terrifying. Can you picture like someone in this fucking Tony the Tiger mascot outfit with this fucking tattoo needle drill thing
coming at you?
That's like a nightmare. Oh, it's a nightmare. The mask tattooer coming to Fox Spring 2021. Wow, we got some ideas to pitch.
Google Doc.
Put it on the Google Doc. We'll dive into it. So now that we're 12 minutes into the episode, I would like to formally introduce the long-awaited return to the stage phenomenon. On my stage right, we have Stack Rap.
Call me Betty Crocker, because you know I'm always serving.
Which, that line's is a Real Housewife tagline, but it's going to be made into a rap verse.
Put me in my Subaru, because I'm swerving.
All the heads that see me, they be turning.
Guess what? I'm a teacher, and you're going to be learning. I'm just saying.
Let's patent that before Nicki Minaj.
Patent that. Pattinson. That's a bar.
Seriously. Their next single is going to be called Betty Crocker Serving It. Well, maybe she can't get the rights to it.
Yeah, it's too expensive. And I have an introduction to make.
Yes.
Coming in. The long-awaited arrival of my partner in crime, the elusive, the fantastic, the, dare I say, orgasmic? Keith again!
Yeah, well, you know, last week may have been Thanksgiving, but I was the only thing that was getting stuffed. Orgasmic.
Orgasmic!
Gobble, gobble, it's turkey lurkey time.
Guess who's getting stuffed tonight, bitch?
How'd you know what my grinder hookup said?
Oh.
I'm in my old bedroom at my parents' house, sneaking in. It's
like... The adolescence is reeking.
Oh, 100%. This guy, his name's like Cujo. I'm like, what's your real name? He's like, Cujo. I'm like, okay.
Okay.
My parents are sleeping. I'm trying to sneak him in the back door.
Literally sneak him in the back door. Hey.
Oh, let's go. Joke. Okay. So
let's go to the mall
today. I love that song so much.
So do we want to introduce our new segment for today's episode?
Oh, may I?
I think you should, because I'm feeling it. I feel like it's the right time.
I'm feeling it. So, get ready, everyone. We have a new segment to our episode that's I guess we'll have to come up with like a little jingle for it by season two. Let's make that a goal. But it's
I mean, we could open it up to the listeners, and if any creative listeners out there, Brooke, wanna like put something together and like email it to us at number 2 HOOTZ and a holler at gmail.com, we would totally feature it in an episode.
I mean, if you want to come up with it, well, I don't know, we'll give you a shout out.
That's all you get, just a shout out. No Patreon, no nothing, no extra.
At least the Patreon's up and running. I mean, we don't have anything on it yet, but at least it exists.
That's a big first step.
I know. But this segment's called... Wait, no. Like, crinkle it and then, like, do a little, like, giggle and then I'll say it. Laugh attack with Stack.
Hey!
So, just to bring some little joy to everyone's depressing lives, Stacy is going to tell us a few jokes. This is the segment. Laugh attack with Stack.
But the laugh is spelled pretty specifically because they are the jokes off Laffy Taffy rappers.
Oh, so it's like L-A-F-F attack?
Yeah, laugh attack with Stack.
My new tramp stamp.
Literally. Fullback piece.
It's just a banana Laffy Taffy wrapper.
Because all I do is eat banana Laffy Taffy. I love
the banana. Ooh.
Oh, yeah, the yeah we bat. Know
you do.
Oh. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
We know.
Okay. First okay, joke here.
I'm going to try to guess the punchline.
Coming in from Heidi L. in New Baltimore, New Belmore, New York. How come beachcomers never starve at the beach?
Because there's a lot of sandwiches. Am I right?
I mean, you're on the right path, but that grammatically doesn't make sense. The correct answer is because all of the sand which is there. Get it?
That's... Okay.
Heidi worked really hard
on that. She invented. If she did, shame on her. Because of all the sand which is there. Who talks like that?
Yeah. Literally, because all of the sandwiches.
I know. I get the joke. They're saying sandwiches and making it sand, comma, which is there. But that's just that's not grammatically nice either.
That's because you can't say correct. Because
it's not okay.
That's not correct.
It's a nar from me, love. Okay, next joke, please.
Wow, whoa, we need to spread the segment out.
Oh, so what, the jingle will just force its way into the episode and did you just tell a joke and we just move on like nothing happened?
Yep.
Attack with Stack. Done. So, I can't believe fall is coming to an end. That just flew by. Do you think?
Well, yeah, I mean, like, it's technically, in my mind, still March.
Yeah.
So, like, I can't believe now it's, like...
Part of our psyche will forever be trapped in March 2020. Let's be honest.
Literally. 100%.
Let's be honest.
But, yeah, I can't believe literally fall is, like, over. And we've all watched it from, like, inside a house against a window, like, staring out.
Has it snowed there?
No, not out here, no.
Oh, we just had our first, yeah, we had our first, like, covering, like, Monday night into Tuesday. It was really pretty to look outside at, and especially that I didn't have to drive in it. I was like, haha, suckers.
Wait, you didn't go get Chicken Shack that day?
Shut up. No, I stopped at the fucking post office first on my way to Chicken Shack. No, I just watched, you know, it's just nice when you can... put on like a Christmas movie and like I that's what I did the other night. I had my Vanilla Bean Noel candle lit Christmas movie. It was snowing. I'm like, okay, I'm in the season. But because... I don't get into that mood until after Thanksgiving.
You can't. It's like a sim.
A lot of people do though.
Mm-mm. Thanksgiving gets passed over because Halloween and Christmas seem to be like such large like spectacles, and Thanksgiving's like a more intimate affair because you're with your family and there's not like
intimate affair. Thanksgiving, an intimate affair. Gobble gobble.
Guess who's getting stuffed?
Guess who's coming to dinner?
Gobble, gobble. Literally coming.
Get I didn't it. Make it into a fucking porno, you nasty ass.
Oh, I thought that we were porno going with it.
Knock off, nasty.
It's probably out there.
Oh, I'm sure.
I knew.
I'm sure.
It's
in my favorites.
You're like, I know it so well.
It's my favorite movie. So
But that's the thing, it's like Thanksgiving, it's like skipped over. And it was funny
anyway.
because on Thanksgiving, David and I were trying to find like a Thanksgiving movie to watch because you know there's Halloween movies and then there's like Christmas movies, and he's Jewish. So we were sitting down and we were trying to like find a Thanksgiving movie to watch. And I just kept thinking of holiday movies, and he's like, "Christmas, Christmas movie. That's a Christmas movie." And I'm like, "God, like, what the fuck? Thanksgiving? No one has a Thanksgiving movie out? Come on, Hallmark, get it together."
I mean, they pro it's not sustainable to make consistent money off of.
Right? Because everyone doesn't think of like Thanksgiving as a thing, I
What would a
guess. I mean, it is a
Thanksgiving
thing,
movie
but.
be about?
Well, I think one of them is like Planes, Trains, and Automobiles. I guess like that's a good one with like Steve Martin and whatnot. That's like the
But
epitome.
you're
But what would
talking
it?
about a movie that like strictly revolves around the holiday Thanksgiving.
I think that one is. I've never seen it, but.
I think I did when I was but a child, so I forgot a lot about it. But okay.
But like, I mean, I guess you could do like a Thanksgiving movie.
Yeah, it's like what if like you did something, it was like kind of like a sci-fi comedy where like you did something to like make Thanksgiving not exist. Like the pilgrimage and all that stuff happened, like that's in the history books, but for some reason Thanksgiving just like isn't a thing. It's just like a normal Thursday night in December. But then the time warp slowly starts to unravel because there's no Thanksgiving. And so you have to go back and save Thanksgiving.
Oh, you just wrote it. You did it.
I can't. I can't get into it.
Netflix, where are you?
Right. HBO.
No, Netflix will pick it up way quicker. They need it. They'll throw whatever money they can at you.
I just picture you like running in slow motion across like a long family Thanksgiving table and it's like warping, like
Yes.
twisting, and you're like,
Oh my
this, oh my God, we're patenting this. Just a vocal patent is legal binding in the state of
Vocal
Michigan.
copyright.
Yep, it's our recorded podcast, CC Two Hoots and a Holler, Keith and Stack. Thank
Okay,
you.
but listen, there is one Thanksgiving movie that I know of, and it's called Thanksgiving.
No, but I
It is.
know
It's actually one
you told me about it, but that I it's like a parody Thanksgiving movie, I guess.
of Well, basically the turkey comes to life and then tries to kill everyone for trying to kill him.
I that's a turkey theme movie.
Yeah, it's like
Well, wait, I
a
said
literal
turkey, not Thanksgiving. See? Does it take
But it's,
place on Thanksgiving?
yeah, like he's the turkey that's about to be killed for Thanksgiving dinner, and he comes to life somehow. I think they get really high in the beginning of the
And he is like the antagonist,
movie.
the
He is.
turkey.
He's the one that's like killing everyone. And one of my favorite lines, well, it's like the only one that stands out. He's like, guess whose turn it is now to get stuffed as he like kills someone.
Wow.
So I guess that's the Thanksgiving movie that's out there. If you've seen Thanksgiving, let me know. Let me know what you think.
What you're pr I thought the way you were talking about it, I thought you watched it multiple times.
Or it did a long time years ago, but I think it still might be on Netflix. I don't know.
They're
But yeah, I
like,
watched it years
no,
ago.
we have to remove this. This is fucked up, dude.
It literally was
They're like,
fucked.
no Thanksgiving theme movies.
It was like a turkey puppet. It was real realistic. Maybe that's why there's no Thanksgiving movies.
Yeah, because that one did so well.
I mean, because what would you do with it? Like, they all eat around the dinner table, like August Osage County, but like at Thanksgiving.
I honestly was thinking that in the beginning of this conversation about like a family dinner, and that's one of my favorite plays. It's so good. I want to
Oh my
reread
God,
it
I have to
now.
read it.
I think it, yeah. But how was your actual Thanksgiving day? What went on?
Okay. So, supposed to be me, my roommate, and our friend Steven. And we went shopping the Saturday before, got all this stuff. And I was like, I wanted like a test run. You know what I mean? I was like, let's do a test run to see if I can actually do this for next year when like we actually do it again. And so I plan on making a bunch of sides. Very long story short, I woke up super early that morning. Now I get it. Now I get why, like, whoever hosts Thanksgiving is like, get out of my house by like 8 o'clock. I was exhausted because we went and we picked up our turkey from Boston Market and then the sides that David wanted. And while we were doing that, we get a text from our friend and he's like, well, he actually calls me. He's like, hey, I woke up and my chest hurts. I have a sore throat. And we're like, you're not coming over. So it ended up just being me and David. I mean, we offered to make this guy a plate because I felt bad for saying no, but like we had to be safe.
You're like, come pick it off the streets with the rats. Rats.
Rats. We are the rats.
I'm the big rat. And
But yeah, so man. Then basically we got back and I put the turkey in. And so we had like 2 hours, 2.5 hours to like, well, I had 2.5 hours to get everything done. So I cooked, maybe we'll put the pictures on the Patreon, but I cooked mac and cheese, like homemade, made the cheese sauce. It was so good. Cavatappi noodles and baked them all. But yeah, so mac and cheese, mashed potatoes, stuffing, green bean casserole, and a Brussels sprout like salad, and we had rolls, and then we had the cream spinach for David and the turkey. And then after that, like I set everything out, we stuffed our faces. I had a glass of wine and we watched the football games, which was great. The Lions lost, but that is what
classic.
It is. Classic.
Tips, typical.
But yeah, so then after that, put everything away, got all cleaned up, and then I had myself a nice slice of apple pie. It was a pretty early night, but it was so relaxing and so chill, chatted with the family and FaceTime with them and all that. But yeah, just ate a lot of food, me and David. And then yeah, just relaxed. It was so nice. How about you? How was your Thanksgiving?
So if you want to see Stacey's Thanksgiving dinner, you have to be at the $6 level to unlock.
If you do that, then I also might send you the recipes. For
what? Pillsbury rolls?
Listen, King's Hawaiian, you don't fuck with Thanksgiving. You always get King's Hawaiian sweet rolls on Thanksgiving.
Oh, I didn't know that was specific too.
Oh, I also made green bean casserole too. So there was that.
That's at the $3 level.
The $6 level is my mac and cheese recipe because that shit was good.
Craft.
And no, it was not. It was Munster cheese and mild cheddar with cavatappi noodles.
It was that
and I
mac
made a
and
cream
cheese
sauce.
Dinosaur that used to be on the boxes.
No, it was.
What's
not.
His name? Like Rex or something?
That sounds fitting for a dinosaur.
The mac, you know what I'm talking about—the mac and cheese dinosaur on the Kraft boxes. Stacy, that orange dinosaur that was like Kraft's mascot.
No.
It's like a fever dream.
Literally, it sounds like it.
It's like the Berenstain Bears.
Literally, yep. I think that's what you're creating right now.
When we're done recording this GD podcast, I'm gonna send you screenshots of the Kraft mac and cheese dinosaur.
Keith, are you just gonna like go and like
so stupid?
I love how my stupidity is so hilarious, dude. You're literally going to go off of this podcast and go draw yourself a fucking orange dinosaur.
Like,
take a picture of it and say,
I write Kraft above it.
Yeah.
I can't. Okay. So anyway, my Thanksgiving, it was nice. And I went over to my parents, and my nieces were there, and Ella completely ignored me when I walked in.
Why?
She was watching Frozen, and I just walked in, and I didn't exist.
Let it go.
I was like, get over here and hug your uncle. Get over here.
Oh, you're turning into that uncle real quick.
No, I'm not. But later we grew closer throughout the night.
Oh.
What was that noise?
Later, we grew closer throughout the night.
Ew. Okay.
You said it, not me.
You twisted it. Your Thanksgiving time warp. So.
Running on that table.
Twisting.
Literally, I can picture it.
Me too. You're wearing like red Converse.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. We'll talk about costumes later.
To represent the cranberry song.
Yeah, your palette would be like very fall, like brown, orange, green colors.
Like mustard, yellow, a maroon.
Yeah, 100%.
A hazelnut brown. Yep.
Yeah.
A nice forest green.
Your name is May, like in a nod to the Mayflower. I'm so.
Oh, I thought you meant like the month of May. I was like, or it's gonna be May. Like
no, like May. Your name is Mayflower. Is that two on the nose?
Oh, speaking of.
Laugh attack with Stack.
Hey. So
what triggered you to think of that?
Wait, I've got one for you.
Okay.
All right. Ready for it?
Yes.
What kind of plant can you put in a cake?
Flower.
Flower! Yeah! That was a good one, little... Oh, what's her name?
Timmy?
I read the rapper and I can't tell anymore.
Oh.
Sharon from Sandy Hook, Connecticut.
Yikes.
Any oozle?
Oh, no. You just shit out her joke.
It was a good one. I liked it.
No.
Get it? Flower? Mayflower? Flower? Get it? Bake? Flower?
Oh. So, dinner was great.
You ate it.
Dinner was faboo. My dad cooked, and my parents always fight in the kitchen. It's so fucking funny. And my dad's like... She's never in the kitchen. She's like, he was like, she's only in the kitchen one day a year, and it's Thanksgiving. We fight every time. That's why she's never in the kitchen. So they were fighting about shit. It was pretty funny. It was entertaining. I had a few White Claws. I watched Friends Thanksgiving episodes. It was chill. It was kosher.
Nice. And it was you, the nieces.
Elizabeth and my parents. Alex worked.
Aww.
Essential workers. He's a fireman.
Out there putting out fires.
Yeah. But they...
How many fires do you think he, like, puts out in a week?
See, they go on a lot of runs. And, like, a run doesn't necessarily, like, mean a fire. It's, like, if someone, like, falls and, like, someone calls an ambulance or something, like, the fire truck usually comes, too. You know? Because they can all do, like... EMS shit, you know.
Firefighters, the unsung hero.
I mean,
they seem the less problematic out of all of the.
Yeah, well, they cook Thanksgiving dinner. I mean, I've been to the station before, and they have a kitchen and stuff, and like a little gym area, and the room they sleep in, or they have like recliners. It's like what you think would be like the typical like fireman layout. And they fall asleep in the recliners or, you know, on their cots. But, like, the alarm can go off at, like, 3 a.m. and they all have to get off. Like, they don't really get consistent sleep.
Dude, that's crazy.
When I saw Alex, he looked very tired. And he was acting, like, kind of goofy. But he was also drinking. This was a couple of weeks ago. This was at my mom's birthday a couple of weeks ago. And I was like, did you like smoke or something? Like, are you high? He was like, no. He's like, I have two kids under the age of 3. I'm going to look like this forever now. I was like,
oh.
Yeah.
I mean, if that's not birth control, I don't know what it is.
Seriously. So anyway.
Yep. Wow. So your Thanksgiving was nice. That's good.
Yeah.
God, I'm so glad. things. I mean, you know, family functions can always be a hit or miss with people.
Yeah, it was
so
chill.
I'm glad you wasn't loud.
It was chill.
Yeah. Well, good. I hope everyone out there had a good Thanksgiving. I know it's a weird time, and some people had to cut it like very small and all that stuff.
Yeah. So
but
if you want
I'm glad
to
you were
tell
able to
us
see.
about your Thanksgiving experience, email us at two HOOTZ and holler at gmail.com and let us know how you celebrated your
absolutely
Thanksgiving. So another thing I love about the end of the year is that little perk that Spotify gives us where it wraps up our entire year and breaks down all of our analytics that the government uses for data
to track us.
But we're like, oh my god, how they know this is my favorite song.
But yes, that's the best part though. All of the wrap ups that literally people do. I love. Remember, like back in the day, like that DJ on YouTube did like the mashups.
DJ Earworm. Fuck yeah.
What do you think the 2021's probably going to be crazy?
I bet Rain on Me is going to be like the big.
Well, speaking of Rain on Me.
Yep.
Did you look at your Spotify unwrapped?
I did. Yep, and I have the data right here. What is Rain on Me like your top song?
It's one of them.
It's not on my list, but I think it's in my top 10. But
heard that. So
my top artist was Ariana Grande, and I was in the top 0.1% of listeners. So that's like pretty good.
That is. So my top artist was Lady Gaga, and I was in the 0.5%.
Nice.
Yeah.
Rain.
So
on me.
So I saw on TikTok that this one guy was like, nobody asked for it and nobody wants it, but I'm going to somehow figure out how your Spotify Wrapped relates to your star sign. Based on the artist. And it was like so funny because he was like, your top artist, your number one is your sun sign, your number two is your moon sign, your number three is your rising. And it so fits me.
That's cute.
Because my top artist is Lady Gaga. Duh, that's my person. That's totally, it's me. Then my moon sign is Say Anything, which is like my angsty inner model.
Oh my gosh.
And then my rising. So my number three is Luke Combs, and he's like my country guy.
Is this like top artist?
Yeah, so that his thing on TikTok was like he put like pieces of the your astrological like natal chart to them, and it was just so funny. So my top is Lady Gaga, Say Anything, Luke Combs, and then number four is Billie Eilish, and number five is Baby No Money.
Jesus, what's going on there?
It's a lot. What's yours?
It's a big mix. Mine's super gay and gets progressively gayer as I go down. Number one is Ariana Grande.
Yes.
Two is Lady Gaga. Three is Nicki Minaj. Four is Idina Menzel because of the Frozen soundtrack.
Oh.
I rode Frozen 2's dick pretty hard this year. I love that soundtrack. And then number five is RuPaul.
You. So gay.
Quite gay.
So that means that based on his... as the TikTok, your sun sign would be Ariana Grande, which nice. Is kind of fitting. Your moon would be Lady Gaga. And then what was your third one? Nikki? Oh, and your rising is Nikki. I love it. Okay, so what was your top songs?
I'm the bitch. That was number one from RuPaul's Drag Race season 12. Number two was I'm in Love from the cast of RuPaul's Drag Race All-Stars 5. Number three was Birthday Suit by Kesha.
Ooh.
I do love that song. Number four is Show Yourself from the Frozen 2 soundtrack.
Stop.
Swear to God. And then coming in at number five, come on and get this honey by Nene Leakes. I can survive off these five songs.
Now, I think that, like, that Nene one deserves an Instagram post to send to Nene, too.
I know, because honestly, who else would have that song in their, like, top list of songs of the year other than me? What are your top five songs?
So, this is so... So, when it pulls up your rap, and it's like, this song got you through some stuff. You know that part?
Yes.
Where it pulls up? Mine is Tennessee Whiskey by Chris Stapleton.
Are you okay?
And then it talked about when my first time I listened to it was August, and then the first time I hit like 50 streams of it was like the same day, because I distinctly remember the day I had this song, because it was just like helping me get in the zone for work, and I just put it on repeat and just let it play, and I distinctly remember the day. But yeah, Tennessee Whiskey by Chris Stapleton.
Are you okay?
And then my second song is Rain on Me.
Perfect.
My third song is Stupid Love.
Love it.
My fourth song is Ritmo by the Black Eyed Peas, which hands down is probably one of my favorite songs that came out this year.
Yeah.
And then number five is Don't Get Me Wrong by the Pretenders.
Nice.
Don't get me wrong.
Brooke and her top five artists, she had Justin Timberlake because of the Trolls.
The Trolls soundtrack? Yes.
And then one of her top listed songs was by Allie and AJ, and I thought it was really funny. I love Allie and AJ. No, it was like a newer one.
Oh, yeah, like a new good album. For them.
Yeah, I mean, now we know.
Now we know.
I saw this tweet that was like shared on Instagram that made me laugh so hard last night, and I was so excited to send it to you and tell you about it. But I shared it on my Instagram story because I could not stop fucking laughing. I fell asleep watching Star Wars, woke up on my couch at 1 a.m. in a daze, go shut everything down, go to bed, can't fall asleep for like 2 hours. It was a whole event. So anyway, the tweet was, I can fix the Grinch.
Oh.
And I could not stop laughing. I was like, if this doesn't sum me up.
You and your emotionally unavailable, like.
No, I can fix him.
I can fix it. I can fix that.
Okay, holes.
You're like, what'd you be feeling?
Oh my god.
I can fix the Grinch.
I can fix the Grinch. Like, that's me. 100%.
I mean, it is technically Grinch season right now.
Oh, I'm going to bust out my Grinch pajama pants. I can't wait.
Oh, and you're just not going to take them off for the next month.
Exactly. They get me laid.
Laid in your bed with some Chicken Shack.
Shut up. We don't talk about that day.
Oh, we talk about it just in code.
The day of darkness.
The day. Where it was 45 degrees out.
44 degrees. I opened the window.
And you opened the window.
Do you want to tell our audience your dentist saga? Do you want me to say where we last left off?
Yes, where did we last leave off?
So basically, Stacey goes to this bougie dentist on the Upper East Side. Customer service, fantastic. Scenery in the waiting room, beautiful. Staff, everyone was great. Gets the cleaning. Then they try to scam her into fucking $2,000 pearl caps.
Like per tooth.
Per tooth, out of pocket. And
like after your insurance.
Right. So Stack was like, oh, let me think about it. But in the meantime, let me transfer my x-rays.
Okay, so yes. I called everyone I knew. I even called Keith. Remember you were at work that day? I was like, everyone's got this day off. You were like, are you okay? I'm like, oh, I just been talking about my teeth. You're like, I'm at work.
But then what did I ask after I said that?
Do you have any cavities? How many cavities do you have is more what you asked, because you knew there would be. So any hoozle.
I'm just wondering, okay.
So any hoozle, I like start to call around and I find this other place and I'm just like, you know what, why not? Let's go in for a second opinion. I call in and I like explain to the woman what's going on. And she's like, I can't provide you like an estimate on like what it is over the phone because, you know, we have to take account of your insurance, yada, yada, yada. And I was like, fair, fair, totally fair. So I explained the situation. And when I told her the price, she goes, oh, well, you're not going to be paying that much.
Oh.
And so I was like, sign me up. So got my appointment and she actually was able to like fit me in the day after Thanksgiving. So that was good. I go and I drive to Williamsburg and I get there and it's this bougie ass little place. I'm like, fuck. Then I just leave one place and go to another. That's fucking bougie shit. But I walk in, they were super great. And long story short, I sit in the chair. I am greeted by the most attractive man I've ever met.
That's awesome.
In my entire life. He was attractive.
In your mouth.
Literally.
He was literally in your mouth.
Oh, dentist, man. All they do is make money and work out. That's all they do.
My dentist is an older gentleman that I've been seeing since I was a child.
Oh, wow.
Shout out Dr. Jahan.
Well, shout out Dr. Ian Mapes from Williamsburg Smile Design.
Too much.
Anyways.
Were you just tapping your caps?
No, I was snapping.
You're like, look how solid these puppies are. So you got two done?
Yeah, so he did my thing and he's like, okay, so these are very, very small. But two of them, I had them on two teeth, but they were in between my teeth. So they were very small, but this one they had to like do them at the same time because it was in between the two teeth. And then I have one, it was on the top left. I've got one on the bottom left and then like I think one on the right. But then basically he did say, and he was honest about it. He's like, listen, you have got a filling that needs to be replaced because I've had it forever. And I also grind my teeth at night. So I was like, why does it need to be replaced? He's like, probably because you grind your teeth at night.
Ugh.
I was like, okay. Cool. That like, I guess the previous dentist had like done too much work. So he has to like do a full restore on it in terms of a cap. So he was like, that one will be a little pricier, but we'll use your insurance for it for next year. But I went in, he did my exam and the lady was like, you want to do it now? And I was like, sure, why not? So much cheaper, actual fillings like I'm used to, no cap, no nothing,
right?
All that good stuff. And got two fillings done, in, out. Fillings were super good, super great. He did a great job. They feel great. And then I was, you know, in and out. It was great. It was fantastic. I'm very, very relieved. So now I have a new dentist, but I had to call. And here's the last part of the saga. This is how good this other dentist office is. This is how good Dr. Lana Rosenberg's office is. Celebrity dentist. I straight up called to cancel my appointment that I had on the 2nd. I had an appointment scheduled for technically today. And Keith made an excellent point to call outside of business hours because then you can just leave a voicemail. Well, I think I'm calling outside of business hours. I physically called the day after Thanksgiving and said they were closed everywhere and someone answers the phone. And let me tell you how smooth she was. I was like, yeah, I'm here calling to cancel my appointment. She goes, okay, give me a second. Then someone else picks up the phone and goes, hey, Stacey, I hear you're canceling your appointment. What's going on?
Wow, that's personal.
Yeah.
That's an attack.
And so I was like, oh, well, I might actually have to go home for the holidays sooner than I thought. Yada, yada, yada. I got to cancel it. This is after I asked for my x-rays and like right. All of that last week.
Yeah.
And then she was like, oh, okay, well, when do you think you'll be back? And I was like, honestly, I don't know. And plus with the quarantine rules, I don't know how long it'll take me when I come back. And I tried to keep pushing it off and pushing it off. She goes, well, we can just make you an appointment later in January.
They're good.
They're so good. And you know what? I made that appointment. I made that appointment.
What do you think?
For late.
What do you think they would have said if you were just straight up like, your place is like way too expensive, I'm not returning? Like, how do you think
I mean, telling the truth I just,
would have?
I'll have to tell the truth once I get my mouth guard from them, because they
so you're,
had it made.
Just put it on record that Stacey's using Lana Rosenberg.
I'm not office. Using them. I'm wait. Listen, I loved their service, but I'm not paying. Because literally when I looked at the x-rays and he actually showed me where the little cavities were, he's like, they're so small. They're like a pinpoint, but we have to take care of them because they're in between your teeth.
Yeah. Well, that's,
like, and I was like, I'm not gonna pay like $1,000 for that.
Yeah, and I compared it, like, if you go to the mechanic for like an oil change, and they're like, well, you need to do this and this and this and this. That's what it was like when you went there. They're like, so we're gonna like, give you the $2,000 pearl platinum titanium.
And listen, right? And listen to this. I'm very fortunate to have teeth. I'm very proud of, and I didn't need any like braces or anything to take care of it. So I'm very, very fortunate. I get that. I personally do not care what the color of my fucking molar looks like. Who's going to be that deep in my mouth looking at it? You know what I mean? Oh. I just want it taken care of. I don't care if it's this porcelain white shit that's never going to yellow. I don't care. Fill a fucking filling. Who's going to be looking at it anyways?
You should have said that. Actually, leave that on the voicemail when you call at like 9 p.m. on a Sunday.
Someone will probably answer. Like probably office. Got people on the payroll 24/7.
Yeah,
just Dennis office
to get scammers like you.
Oh, and the best part is, I called this time, and this time they said, "Thanks for calling your dentist office."
What if it wasn't their dentist yet?
I don't know. Maybe they already tracked my number. Maybe they're tracking me.
They
maybe
probably
they saw
put a little implant in you during your cleaning under your
gum.
Oh,
my God. Probably.
They're like, we have to make sure she's actually going home. We have to make sure she's not going to any other dentist's office. They have, like, alerts all over the city.
They, like, poisoned my Invisalign so when I put them in my mouth.
Poisoned my Invisalign. That'd be a good, like, young adult thriller book.
Oh, wait, when do we have to stop reading those again?
Never.
Thank God. But yeah, so that's the dentist saga. Got all that done, and so now we're waiting to see if I can do any other stuff. I have an appointment on Hanukkah on the 11th to see if I can get another filling done. To see, and they were so great. They're like, listen, we're going to check your insurance, and we're going to get all the insurance we can out of it before the end of the year. Aww. Before it restarts. So they're like, yeah, we're going to put this claim in and put this plan in and all that stuff, and we'll let you know what insurance says, and if you've got money left on your account, we'll get you in for the other one. If not, we'll see you in January. I was like,
perfect. Well, I'm glad you found a good fit. And now here you are, eating taffy with...
Only on the right side of my mouth,
Laugh
though.
Attack with... Done.
Dun, 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 dun. All right. Trademarked. Ready?
Yep. I want to. Yeah.
Why was the cat afraid of the tree?
Because he's a scaredy cat. Am I right?
No, because he was afraid of the bark.
Okay.
Come on, Trenton F from Broken Arrow, Oklahoma.
The only thing broken, honey, was that joke.
Hey.
But the tree wouldn't physically bark, though. Like, bark doesn't make a sound. So why would the cat be scared?
Keith, it's a fucking Laffy Daffy joke. The kid is probably five.
Okay, do another one, please.
Okay, sing my theme song.
Laugh attack with stack done.
All right. Do doctors make house calls?
If the insurance is right.
Very, very valid, but the correct answer is yes, but your house has to be really sick.
But doctors don't treat houses. I don't get it. That's the fucking joke.
Fucking joke. How about one more?
Okay.
Where's my theme song?
Laugh with that. With that song. Where's my theme song?
Where's my theme song?
Okay.
How much did the pirate pay to get his ears pierced?
A buck an ear.
God damn it.
Fuck yeah. I'm so good. Fuck you, Timmy, from punk ass town in Ohio.
It's Katie B from Austin, Texas.
Well, she's probably racist.
And on that note, folks.
You know what, Candy? I hate.
You hate. I don't get how you hate this candy.
This will be our closing. Closing topic for the night. I hate Reese's peanut butter cups.
It makes me angry to hear you say
I love
that.
Peanut butter. Like, I can have like a peanut butter toast, peanut butter jelly, whatever. But in a Reese's, it's just like so like gritty and like thick and just like, I don't know. I don't like that.
Those Easter ones
that come out where there's like five times the peanut butter. Oh my, that's hell. I can't even finish one. It's like so sweet and like just like
the
envelops.
Eggs are literally the best.
So you're literally just like sitting there eating like a handful of peanut butter.
Yes.
And that's appealing.
Yes, I do that all the time.
Now, I think I told you I like Reese's Pieces. Pieces? It's Pieces because it rhymes with Reese's.
But here's the thing.
America.
People say Reese's wrong. It's a Midwestern thing.
What is?
I actually got called out on this by a couple of New Yorkers. Reese's, saying it's Reese's Pieces is such a Midwestern thing because it's so wrong. It's Reese's Pieces.
No, it's Pieces because it rhymes.
But that's the thing. We're saying Reese's wrong. It's Reese's.
I don't need this Berenstain mindfuck bullshit.
Literally, called me out and they're like, you're literally saying, yeah, Reese's Pieces because it's spelled Pieces. Does that make sense that it's Reese's?
Reese's Pieces.
We say, and literally someone called me out on it and I was like, what's wrong with it? They're like, say it again. I was like, Reese's Pieces. They're like,
they're like,
you're saying pieces in the straight face. I was like, yes, it's Reese's Pieces.
I need to do some research on this quickly. Do you ever see those like gag gifts, those like 5-pound Reese's peanut butter cups?
I want one so bad.
No.
Like those giant Hershey Kisses.
No, I couldn't just sit on my couch and eat like a block of chocolate. Like, that's not appealing to me. Yeah.
I remember I got one because they were like they were in all the rage in like New York City for that, like the Hershey store. I remember like you could get the huge ones.
Uh huh.
And,
get
down, Milo.
Your children.
Literally. Parenting never stops. And so literally I got one when I went to Times Square. I got the huge one and that took my mom and I so long to go through. We were like shaving off like chunks of it to eat and we started taking these pieces off and I swear it took us over a year and a half to finish it.
Jesus Christ. That's nice.
Yeah. Jesus Christ.
Jesus pieces. Jinkies. But anyway, just overall, do not like the Reese's, but I do like Reese's Pieces because that's like not as much content. Are you eating Laffy Taffy? It's not as much content. Not content. Like,
it's not as much content. You mean it's not as much
peanut butter?
Well, and I think too, the peanut butter is like a little different. You know what I mean? It's like not the same texture.
Yeah, because in the peanut butter cup, it's like fucking gritty, like sand and shit. God, I'm like,
so good. It's so good.
I have to be in a very specific mood to have one, but.
Wow. Well, now I know who to trade all my Halloween candy with.
Yeah, you can have the fucking Reese's. I don't want them.
Well, what is your favorite candy?
I like Like Twix or Milky Way.
Oh yeah, Twix.
Take Fives are like
in there. Really?
Oh yeah, I love Take Fives.
See, I'm not like a peanut fan in chocolate.
I'm not either. But I like Take Fives for some reason.
Yeah, and the pretzel part of a Take Five gets me. I don't like pretzels with chocolate. I'm not a pretzel person. But I do love, if we're talking like favorite chocolate.
Yeah.
You know what I love?
Snickers?
Reese's Sticks. No, Reese's Sticks.
So what, a stick of peanut butter?
No, it's like remember those Nutter Butter bars? Nutty Buddies?
I mean, I remember the snack.
The wafers with the chocolate and the peanut butter in between the layers, the Little Debbie ones, the fucking orgasmic, like, those are the shit.
Oh, yeah, I think I have some of those, actually.
Oh, those, hands down, are my favorite. I love wafers, as I can tell. I like the chocolate-covered ones, I like the vanilla ones with the cream in the center, and the Neapolitan ones that you can get, those little wafer cookie things. I like the Nutty Buddies. But the Reese's stick is basically, like, a smaller version of.
Oh, I think I know what you're talking about.
And I'm obsessed with those. Those are my favorite chocolate, hands down.
I like M&M's. Do you like M&M's?
Classic.
Classic. Doom, doom, classic. Doom, doom. And on that note, folks.
Well, listen, if you get any Reese's trees for Christmas, can you just save them for me?
Sure, even though my parents usually don't get them for me because they know I don't like them.
Oh, that's a crying shame.
Please direct all Reese's.
Just give him my address.
Okay. Yeah.
I'll write a letter to Santa saying that I want.
Send it to the post office.
Some Reese's. Reese's Pieces.
Reese's Pieces. Please and thank you. Peace and blessings. Amen.
Peace and blessings.
Peace and blessings. Monique Hart. America? Facts are facts. America? I'm rewatching that season.
Dude, Monique Hart was so underrated.
I know. America.
Brown cow stunning.
Brown cow. He's like, that's a giraffe. He's like, no, I'm getting very like brown cow. Well, you have a good rest of your week.
You act like we're not going to talk tomorrow or the second we stop this podcast.
It's just, I'm just, you know, just putting it out there into the universe. Sorry, I'll take it back. There, take it back.
No, I want to have a good week.
Nice. It's fun to dream.
Kathy.
Yeah.
Classic. But no, I hope you have a good rest of your week as well with work and all of that. And then just know it's literally 3 weeks away from your birthday.
I know. 3 weeks from today, I'll be hitting the big 22 years old.
And I'll be celebrating with
you. I'm going to be 29. I'm not going to be 22. You didn't even correct me.
I didn't know if you wanted to be corrected. I was trying to be respectful.
That was reverse psychology, everyone. I'm going to be 22. Can't wait till I can rent a car.
Without getting charged extra taxes. Yeah.
I'm nervous. Yeah. So yeah, this is going to be episode 18. And then we're planning on recording 2 episodes next week. So keep your eyes peeled. Or your ears peeled. Open.
I guess. Ears open. Eyes peeled.
And do you want to take us out with one more laugh attack from Stack? With Stack?
Laugh attack
from Stack. I was so depressed. I guess that was a laugh attack from a Stack rat.
All right.
You're looking for one that I'm not gonna guess. You're like, that's kind of hard.
No,
one.
I'm looking for one that I didn't read yet. I was jumping over. Maybe I need to not eat them all first, and I need to just give the jokes as I eat them.
That's what I thought you were doing.
Nope, I ate them all, and they were all just wrappers. So, here we go. Ready?
Yeah.
What does a pig put on his cut?
Wait.
Instead of the Jeopardy song, it's just me crinkling the wrapper.
This is a lot less. I mean, it's more stressful.
It just gets faster and louder.
Pig-a-tracin, pig-aid, band-aid pig, pastatracin pig, hogwash.
Oinkment!
Oh, that's cute. That's probably my favorite one. Oh, yay,
we ended on a good one.
Yeah, those other ones were questionable.
Listen, Lindsay from Desto, Missouri.
Shout out, Lindsay, fan of the pod.
Fan of the pod.
Thanks for the joke. And keep in touch.
You know what? Keep in touch.
You as well. Just keep in touch for me.
Yeah, just, you know what? I just want to let you know something. Keep in touch.
Keep in touch. Rats.
And we're out. Bye.